still streaming. Holmberg's Morning Sickness. Online at 98kupd.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Alex, good dude. That's, I hope he does great. He seems pretty cool. And if he doesn't do well, he'll figure it out, teaching kids English. He's resourceful. That's what they call that. It's a beautiful thing.
We need teachers here.
Yeah. I'm inundated with, I don't know why this happens, but it starts with oh, by the way, I just got a thing. It says roller hockey, by the way, is huge in this city. Alex wasn't wrong. That'd be kind of neat, have a pro roller hockey thing. I don't know that it would last. I don't think anybody would care. So much other stuff to do, but roller hockey just seems dangerous. Like, it just seems so ankly dangerous. Anyway, I got an email from a guy. I just talked to a friend of mine yesterday. I told him I wouldn't say who it was. And then another guy emails me today. His kid is at Columbia. And a friend of mine's nephew is at Columbia. And if you're not paying attention to what's going on in Columbia, it's really weird. That what has happened is they've decided to just let the college, they've done it with all these colleges, they let the protesters just have it. Like, you're endangering the lives of other people. So the one guy I know, he's Jewish, and his nephew goes to Columbia, and they sent him a letter that said, you're probably not safe, don't come to school anymore, we'll just Zoom your way out of here. It's just, you know, do it from home, there's no reason to come to the campus of Columbia anymore. What happened to the good old days of hoses and dogs and stuff like that? Remember when we tried to get people who weren't supposed to go to school into school and we just hosed? Like, I know we did it wrong the first way.
Yeah, it worked where we'd out hose right off at Kent State.
Yeah, but they used to. Yeah, well, never happened again. Yeah. They'd hose off the people they didn't want to go. And then when the laws changed to be right, the National Guard escorted them through.
And to clarify that, that letter went to all students there, right?
Or I think so, but I mean, you know, they're basically worried Jewish mostly students. That Jewish students are unsafe.
Yeah.
If they know you're Jewish.
But I think it went
that's
to
scary.
Everyone.
It did, but you know what I'm saying. If you're Jewish, it means a little more to say, nobody's coming anymore, especially you guys. Like, there's something really wrong with that, because I liked the olden times when we would right a wrong, and the National Guard was there to make sure that these idiots were, this is crazy. So I just got an email from another guy that said, my son's at Columbia. I spent a fortune there. And he's like, I don't understand what's going on. They're going back tomorrow to go get him. How about that?
And he's just going to Zoom it from...
Hey, just Zoom it from wherever. You don't even have to be in New York for that. So why pay for it? It's crazy. So yeah, this guy, it sparked me because it just seems so... everything seems so opposite of what we should be doing as a country. You know, like letting these idiots. I know I'm not. I tell you, I'm not political, and I'm not. But this one, I don't know how you stand on. I don't know how you stand on the one side here. You can be against war and stuff. I get that. There's a clear cut asshole in this fight, right? You don't have to like Israel, but the other side's worse. I don't know who's fighting that, and the people who are fighting that are terrorists. Like, I don't get it. Like, that's the opposite of what we are. It's just crazy. So I'm just reading that on that email and then talking to my buddy yesterday. And their families, like, they're legitimately scared. They're legitimately scared that something horrible is going to happen against their people. It's awful. I don't understand I do understand. But, like, we're too afraid of each other right now to be, like, politically incorrect against a group. But clearly, this group's a bunch of dicks. We can be politically incorrect against them, right? Weren't they, like, isn't that a place where, but in Palestine, they kill you if you're gay or if you stand out or if you do something. Like, what are we supporting anybody who wants that to thrive? I'm on a soapbox. Just because I'm reading this and I, you know, friends of mine, I met this kid. The guy, my buddy's nephew he's like a great guy. He's like, he was fun. He's another one like Alex Flynn. He's Bostonian, but smart, super, like, he's going to Columbia for crying out loud. It doesn't make sense to me that we would sit back and say, well, let's not be too hasty with the Palestinians. No, they're like, they want to Like, they started it. They're the assholes here. I can't take a side on this other than one. Like, to me, this is like when we got attacked in 9/11. It's like, we know who did this. We know that it was bad. We handled it poorly after, but anybody that said, I am Al-Qaeda on a Columbia campus and school or UCLA or USC, they weren't going to be able to tell everybody else to stay home. We were going to move them into a cell for a while. And they're screaming out, I am Hamas. I am this. Are you kidding me? No. I am Al-Qaeda. How long would that have lasted if an Al-Qaeda group got on the Columbia campus in 2002 and started to shout it out? How long would that have gone? Not very. And I know I'll get emails from people, but Israeli terrorists. I know, and no, it's never going to end, but there's a clear cut. And now it's here. I get that the Middle East can have their problems.
A little bit of everything, and do some singing, some dancing, some chatting with the guests, the skits, the monologues, the comedy.
Wonderful comedy.
It really is a lot of fun.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
If I could debate you, I would, but I
can't. But if you, really. But you know who's like right and wrong here.
I think there's
like a whole group of people that have a paper that says from the river to the sea, if we get rid of them, we'll be fine.
Yeah.
Like their whole life is to eliminate a certain group.
I think the part that us getting involved so much hasn't helped the matter.
But
I
we mean, have over the years. To.
Yeah.
You have to get involved because they're after us, too. It doesn't make sense to me. I'm sorry. I went off on a little tangent there, but I'm speaking from a friend's point of view, and this guy who emailed me, he's got to fly back and pick his kid up. Columbia's not cheap. Hopefully, the kid got a full ride, but you got to fly all the way back to Columbia because your kid can't go to school anymore because Palestinian supporters have taken over the camp. Are you crazy? That used to be called... illegal, I think, when a terrorist group would make it so nobody else could show up in a building. I think that would be a raid.
I think it'd also be nice for Columbia to say, you know what, since this last 4 weeks, here's a little discount. Well, you can't use the facilities.
You are talking to people who would appreciate that. That is true. Yeah. Well, I mean, they did cut off a little at the top. All we had to do was fly good. How about that, though? I think a discount would be nice, but I think a little bit more than that, a little bit more backbone would be better to stand out. Sure, you can protest all day long, but recognize that when you start saying that nobody can come here anymore because violence might happen, no. National Guard lines up and walks the people that can't go to school, that want to go to school, right through these assholes, and if they start mucking it up, you take them down with some beanbags.
Yeah.
I don't get it, man. I saw somebody yesterday say something that was great. It's like, if you even utter a slur that you didn't even mean, it might even be construed as a slur, you lose your job as a professor in Columbia. If you said anything against like gays or blacks or Mexicans or whatever, or Jews themselves, if you said something terrible, they're like, you're losing your job. These guys have taken over with an absolute, you know, you thought it was bad on October 7th. Watch what we do next. It's like, this is horrifying. I got to hand it to ASU. It's one of those colleges where everybody likes to drink, party, and spread STDs. No Palestinians over there making noise. That's good job, ASU. Way to keep it in the middle. One of the important colleges, those Ivy League schools, it started getting mouthy. It's weird. It's
we're
a weird
independently,
time.
We're independently protecting those kids over there, too.
What do you mean?
We got a lot of guns in the state.
Well, that's true, too. Yeah, you don't want the general population to wander over to ASU and go, I understand there's some Middle Eastern support going
we
on
got
around
you.
Here. On Palm Walk. That's not happening, my friends. Yeah. I will go out on a limb and say kind of against Hamas. 100% kind of feel like there's a clear-cut person to support here. I haven't been this sure of who to support since Rocky IV. I knew who my guy was going into that fight. I knew Rocky and rooting for Drago was against the whole fabric of our country. They're Drago. All right. Sorry. If you're Palestinian and you're listening right now, there's a reason you're here. Your place sucks. Anyway, sorry. I don't know how that happened. Just one email. That's all.
That's got to be true for the most part, too.
Absolutely. If you're here, if you're Palestinian and you're here and you're protesting, do you realize the only reason you're allowed to protest is because you're not where you came from? You're not allowed to do that there. Oh, all right. Now you got me going. Now you got me going. Anyway. Rocky Drago. Nobody said, I wanted Drago to win. Maybe Russians. The enemy. I don't know.
One thing Rocky did, though, is he united everyone.
In the end, we had a peace accord.
Yeah.
But only because we won. Had Russia won, they'd have tried to take over. And that's exactly what's going on there. Israel doesn't win, these guys will try to take over. If they just stop fighting, everything will be over.
And look what happened. Drago's son got back in the ring.
I know. What happened to him? Don't mess with the U.S. That's exactly right. That family keeps coming back for a U.S. beating, and they keep getting it. And we keep paying $20 to watch. Now Apollo's kid's kicking his ass. This is awesome. Clear cut who to root for here, if you ask me. I don't get it. Anyway, sorry. I was going to do a FanDuel thing there, but then I got off on these emails. You got to stop talking to me about this stuff. A, I'm not bright enough to follow along. B, I'm one of those cut and dry people where I pick a side and I'm pretty much like, I think that's right. I go for logic first. I think I'm on the right side of this. It drives me nuts. I don't like when I see the Palestinian people flagging. I remember I was with Lovitz and he was on TV yesterday. We're driving around in Desert Ridge and the guy's marching back and forth with a Palestinian flag. And I'm like, put it down. Go to Desert Ridge, grab yourself an ice cream, walk around. Knock it off. Protesting around Desert Ridge. It's too beautiful a day. It was January. It was 71 degrees. Quit it. North Scottsdale protester. It's not a thing.
What? Marvin Harrison Jr. plus 5,000. Go pick number three.
That's your FanDuel? All right. Good job. That one. Pick three.
Third.
Oh, I don't see that happening at all.
No, that's why it's 5,000. That's
a long shot. Yeah, it's pretty cut and dry, the first five. Anyway, thanks for getting me off that, Brady. I appreciate it. Back to the draft. Things that actually matter. And we'll do a FanDuel draft. The draft is tonight, so we'll do a FanDuel draft picks. Coming up in just moments. It's 98 KUPD. Thank you for allowing me to spew.
Arizona's most powerful rock radio station.
He said, fully erect.
98 KUPD.